Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Bomb babies all over the place. Do not adjust your headset. Do not adjust anything, because this is Pod is War. Good old Trickster's back, hosting again here for this episode. And this time we don't have a guest, but we still have two main crew, two live crew. The Commissioner PC Tunney. And the IWC War Chief Andrew Blaz.
Yeah, ahoy, ahoy, chips,
you know,
ahoy.
You're really biting someone's style on that one. Are you trying to just get him to return to the show to curse you out?
Are you kidding me? I'm one step away of, instead of calling myself Mr. Velvet Pipes, into Ivory Pipes.
That doesn't even make sense. It's not like he's Mr. Ebony Pipes. That'd be Mep. That's not even funny. What the fuck's a Mep? It's
Mep.
Well, not quite a mop, and it's not quite a puppet. So to answer your question, I don't know.
It's like Moppy's like rejected cousin, like that's what it is. Thanks for the map, everybody.
over under Moppy on the show in the first 3 minutes. There you go.
Wow,
no one had it. That's the best part.
Yes. Because no one expects Moppy.
He's like the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
We got problems, folks. We got problems here on Pod is War. You can now. Hey, I want everybody to know they can follow us now at Pod is War. No underscore. That's not the name.
Pod is War. No underscore.
No, that's not the name. That's not the name. Actually, the name is just at Pod is War.
So who did you have to beat up for that?
I just like looked at it and was like, oh, does someone still have it? And they didn't, so I took it.
I guess maybe that went away with a Twitter purge, because I know they were purging some like super old dormant ones and.
Sure.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So we'll cool take beans. It. Yeah,
it's ours, damn it.
Yeah, it is now. Well, it's mine, but you can use it too.
Oh, thank you. How magnanimous.
Wow.
Again.
Well, I mean, it's, you know. Well, that one's true. That part of it's true. The Twitter handle, like, if we went to court, like, it got sold, the Twitter handle, I mean, that would get all the money for that. If the show got sold, it would have to get split up a few different ways, at least.
At least. Most of it goes to Greg somehow. We're just like, what the fuck?
Oh, you that's
and your
the
carny bullshit and
and realizing that this is the end of Pod is War and the Chairshot Radio Network. Thanks for listening all these years.
At least remembered we had a network and a website today within the first 5 minutes. There we go.
Yeah,
that's good.
We got all that stuff. Chairshot. We got a T-shirt. We sell T-shirts. ProWrestlingTees.com/the Chairshot.
At
Check
least one of them. Yes,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a true
more
story.
More than one, less than six.
Well.
Nah. No, actually, six. It's more than six.
Yeah.
That doesn't six. Apply here. It's like Edge's amount of title reigns. Like, you don't think it's as high as it is until you go, what, well, fuck, 11? Really?
It is 11. Okay. Yeah, it's 11. He's got the double French fry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, it's such a great segue, apparently. So, okay, so we got some war. We got some love bomb, baby. So, where are we going with all this?
Should we go to the first topic, gentlemen?
We could.
We should.
We could.
Fair enough. Don't ask me how they did it, but a company that no longer exists will lead the show today on Pod is War with their brand new women's champion. Deonna Purrazzo has won the ROH women's title. Yes, you're licking your lips and you're smacking your teeth there, Andrew. How are you about to correct me?
I mean, it's only because Impact put it over and put it on the show. Let's be honest here. I'm not going to actually voluntarily talk about ROH if it wasn't on Impact. It's like when Kenny Omega was on there. Like, I inadvertently talked about it.
So
AEW.
you were
to avoid things.
You are upset that I didn't preface this happening on Impact is what would bother you.
Perhaps. Like, slightly. If the match wasn't as good as it was, and, like, I didn't see much Roxy stuff, because, as we know, fuck ROH, but, like, she was actually pretty fucking good. So, like, that was a really well-wrestled match, and I was impressed with it. So, ROH is keeping themselves relevant on Impact. Weird sentence to say in 2022, isn't it?
Not forget the rest of the Bizarro world that happened during that match. It was a double championship match. The Reina, Lorena's championship against.
De Reina's.
Whatever. I'm bad at that.
Yeah,
I'm not funny.
Spanish
I didn't drink two pitchers of margarita.
Japanese, so it's okay. Don't you worry. Orale, vato.
It was a women's title and the ROH title defended champion versus champion on an Impact main event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the Bizarro world.
I mean, it's not a terrible, terrible point to make, yes. But it's Deonna. So I'm not mad at the topic. I'm mad at the fact that you decided to highlight ROH over Impact when Impact is what happened, where it happened, and Deonna is synonymous with Impact last couple years.
Sure, but
she's been like,
she
won the belt.
She
didn't win the Knockouts title. She won the ROH women's title.
I like Macklin.
On Impact.
Burt Macklin?
Steve Macklin.
Steve Macklin.
I like Burt Macklin better.
He likes burnt macaroni and cheese.
Burt Macklin, that's you guys watch Parks and Rec, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's Andy's FBI guy's name is Burt Macklin, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, I forgot what his name was, but yes.
It's been a hot minute since we watched it.
I thought we were just going to go with then more things that are just like Burt Bacharach, you know? We could go with that.
Burt Bacharach.
Nah. Bob Backlund.
Bob Backlund.
That's close to Macklin.
Burt Reynolds.
No.
Turd Ferguson.
That's not my name.
The
Call me Turd.
Things going.
Turd Ferguson.
What the hell's wrong with you? But
you're asking me what I'm wrong with?
I mean, we have enough time. It's a whole podcast, you know. There's a couch around here somewhere. You okay? Can you lay down?
As long as we don't have to go through the rules of King of the Mountain, we can get to whatever you'd like.
I think we can get over the rules of King of the Mountain before we talk about problems here.
You know what? First, you have to explain the pure rules to me, and then you can talk about
Here,
King of the Mountain.
Let's do this. Let's do this. AJ, let's piss Andrew off even more and turn this into an ROH topic. What can ROH do to stay alive and relevant while they rebound and try and reorganize and come back at some point as a company? AJ, why don't you wax poetic on that while your brother thinks about a solution to ROH's problems?
They already did the solution to their problems. They just...
They closed the doors!
Closed the doors! I'm sorry, you got the Andrew answer out of AJ.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong. Like, this is the most relevant ROH has been since Omega and the Bucks left. And that is saying something. Like, you really think Matt Taven put butts in seats?
I mean... People had to sit at some point somewhere. Whether or not it was due to Matt Taven, I doubt it.
Well, yeah, everyone needs a place to sleep, but still.
That's true. There are probably plenty of hobos there, because some of it was filmed in Philly, so I can guarantee you had a few free tickets go out.
Well, nonetheless, I don't know. I'm just interested to see, actually, because as someone who watched ROH and, like, followed it and enjoyed it and was able to catch it regularly, Andrew, yes, I understand that was your main problem.
Not
besides, before the wrestling,
before
the wrestling went to shit, I just can't believe that that's just not going to be a company anymore, right? It just seems interesting.
They're going to try on it in April, apparently, but we'll see. Like, invasion angle in Impact is working. If it becomes kind of absorbed by Impact, that would be funny. That would be funny if somehow Anthem buys ROH from Sinclair and then turns ROH into, like, Impact's second show.
Well, do they even need to do that? They could kind of just take the ROH Pure title?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the biggest thing you could take from that company, I think, to put into Impact Wrestling. You know, like, I guess you could do an invasion angle kind of thing. I think a lot of people would think that was cheesy and hokey if you couldn't get really solid people for that, which I don't think they can with the lineage of ROH. Like, they can't really go back and get more people that were more linked to ROH than the new people that were there at the end. It wasn't much of a lineage. You know what I'm saying? That's why that title,
got a couple. Because that's what they're doing. They're doing the Impact, the invasion thing with OG Kingdom, basically.
Right.
So
I'm just saying.
So it's Taven and Bennett, right. Maria Kanellis. Vinnie Marsaglia, or Vincent, whenever the fucking stop paying attention to him, and PCO doing his damn thing. So
I'm so done with PCO, I'll tell you that. Like, him and Danhausen had a fucking match, and I was one of the fucking... blow my goddamn
yes.
brains out.
I'm going to drink more Brandyhausen.
Oh, yeah, Zombie Manhausen against Danhausen, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to request learn how to wrestle Hausen before you open your mouth, Hausen.
I mean, that's not the draw to his character, sadly. It's like Cheeseburger. You think Cheeseburger... Okay, Cheeseburger can wrestle better than Danhausen? I will give you that if that's the argument you're making.
Cheeseburger, he's a trainer for ROH, or was.
And where did ROH go after...
Well, that's not because of Cheeseburger. That's not Cheeseburger's fault. He's not that big of a guy. How can you have that much? How can you have that much fault on that tiny of a guy?
Adam went to school with Cheeseburger. He was a dork then, he's a dork now, and he's still a buck 25 soaking wet. So he is not serious in wrestling.
Whoa.
Listen,
he's a buck 30 now.
I could say I've had a cheeseburger with Cheeseburger, but that's not true. I've been at the bar with Cheeseburger, yes.
Adam had to get him out of a locker in high school. It's fine. Don't worry about it. We all have our Cheeseburger stories.
That is not true.
It was close, though.
Does he ever talk about, you know, paying you next Tuesday for a cheeseburger today in high school, or?
Was your nickname Popeye in high school, Adam? I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, okay, sure. Anyway.
You're more of a Bluto kind of guy?
I remember someone in high school was just like, yeah, I want to be a professional wrestler, and I looked him up and down, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm next. I guess I'm next!
Little late on the start there, bud.
Yeah, come on, I'm from Jersey. DDP started when he was 36. Come on.
Oh, so that's what we're going with here?
So you got
still got a year.
So you got...
Shut up, Adam.
Actually, you got a month.
Shut up, extra shut up.
Oh, now we got that birthday narrowed down. It's in February. It's in February.
Yeah, well, you got less than 2 months until, you know, you're closer to 30 than 20, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, man, I'm just going to be 41 this year, no big deal. None of them matter anymore.
The revival of ROH, the Deonna Purrazzo and Jonathan.
No, the
revival's
in AEW, they're FTR.
Oh my god, never mind. Let's just go to the next topic, Housen.
Oh, that's horrible. Do not fucking start that shit. I will end it. I will turn this fucking car around. Don't make me turn this car around.
But I want to go to Wally World.
Oh boy, if you have no idea what that is the theme for, you're probably not alone. That is the theme song for Mustafa Ali.
Redemption.
I was going to say the same thing, because I'm like, that sounded like create a character number 7 from like 2019 WWE 2K. So I'm like, the fuck is that trash?
Yo, Dan, where's your bell? We need it right now. There's the next trivia question.
I swear to God, by the end of this fucking thing, the whole radio network's just going to be one big, long DWI show.
I mean, at least half of the show's drink already, so...
I mean, every show is a DWI show.
Here's the thing.
The brother balls.
We've never... That's Andrew funny. Has never been on DWI.
No, wait.
No, you haven't.
I think you're right. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm like, I've been at least on one of most things.
DWI. Now you're
going to
ask
so.
Him over and over to do that, and then I'm just going to have to make a new question because he already knows the questions.
I know most of your questions anyway. I still have the best answer to your one question.
Yeah, he started with a point already. I'm sorry, Tony, but...
Yeah, but at the same time, what's his name? You've never pulled Michael Waltrip out of your ass, so...
He knows about the Kyle Petty car. Come on.
Yeah, well, Kyle Petty out of your ass. But yeah, so like,
oh yeah, Kyle Petty. I thought it was Michael Waltrip.
I knew the answer to begin with.
Damn it.
But I love the fact that the title was pulling Kyle Petty out of
your
ass.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was good.
This, I think today we might have to name it pulling Michael Waltrip out of your ass or pulling your foot out of your mouth. I don't know which one is worse.
Pulling Michael Waltrip's foot out of your ass. What?
Wait a minute.
What's this all do?
What is this, Red Foreman time now?
Dumbass.
Put my boot in your ass.
So, AJ, why don't you go ahead and fill us in on the very, you know, public Mustafa Ali situation.
Yeah, so apparently prior to him making the announcement that I'm going to say afterward, he was like, oh yeah, I would like to be in like a movie or something like that. And everyone's like, oh, he's not going to be in WWE anymore. In sometime around past a few days, something like that, he publicly said, hey, I want my release on Twitter. Because, you know, that's definitely, definitely going to work in Vince's world. 110%. But
it's worked in the past.
I think the better question for this, if he does get granted this release... Where do we see him going? Elevating people on Dynamite? Do we see him actually going to Impact, maybe making an impact in the X Division? Apparently this revival of Ring of Honor.
Let's not say we did. I mean, he's got less personality than Dean Malenko, and that's saying something.
Whoa. Dean Malenko had a lot of personality. You remember when he was Super AJ in WWE?
I remember when he was Ciclope in WCW. Too bad he wore a mask and he still had no personality.
Andre! Hold two. Arm bar. Hold three. The moss covered. Three handle. Family credential.
Family credential.
I still got 200 more. I got 200 more holes to lift.
That Dean Malenko
was lucky. Yeah, but if Mustafa's lucky, he's going to end up in New Japan because they need help with juniors and cruiserweights. And that's if he's lucky. He'll probably end up in New Japan USA, so he'll be less relevant than he already is, and he'll probably be more boring somehow.
Tommy?
Yeah, man, it's just too bad that New Japan doesn't care about New Japan USA, so it's fairly obvious there. I think I agree with you 100%. He would be really, I think he would really thrive in Japan, right? A new face to work with as far as I think he fits there really well. I think he has a really good story to tell there. And I think the way he works is easily something that he could just be on everybody's wish list and have really good programs. Put in the best storylines, right? But I don't know that that's going to happen. Who knows if he'd even want to do that. Sure. I think Impact is probably the most likely place to me.
But he still has to talk. That's the beauty about Japan is he doesn't have to talk because he can't. He is the most boring cookie-cutter Boy Scout motherfucker in the whole world. I don't care. The Japanese audience would eat it up because it's wholesome and it's great and like cheating on your wife is a felony in Japan. And that's why, like, you have Matt Sydal, who's, like, banned from the country because he smoked weed.
What
and
about...
caught. Like, well, so he'd be over in Japan.
Yeah.
In America, he sucks.
I don't see him going to AEW. He'd just be another grain of sand in the
he'd
Sahara.
He'd be dark.
You know, but what about MLW?
You probably should go for a different imagery, though, given about, his complexion. About... You shouldn't have said sand in the Sahara.
Oh, sorry. I just... another drop
Ooh,
of water
like
in the he'd
the
be another drop of water in the ocean, okay? Another cloud in the vast sky of Montana.
I know what you meant. I was just being an asshole because it's me.
Don't worry,
Tony, with your thing, I mean, he could go to MLW for the middleweight, but I think that's which is their cruiserweight. If for ever two listeners listening,
and the two people watching MLW, because Tajiri's still the champion, I think, right?
Yes, he is. And he's defending it in Japan. For the time being, yeah, so it's a whole weird thing. But, I mean, yeah, Mustafa Ali can definitely go in, maybe become an MLW middleweight champion. That's all well and good, wrestle a few shows in America. I don't
bulletin
know.
Board material. Lost on Dark, MLW middleweight champion. His career is just wide ahead of him, isn't it?
I want to tell a Tajiri story real quick because you brought him up, and I don't know how much more often he's going to get brought up on this or any of the other shows I do, but I can't remember who it was, whether it was D-Von or Al Snow or Regal or whoever, but they were on the road, and Tajiri was one of the guys they would ride with, and Tajiri would never speak English, and he would always speak like broken crap English, like if he had to say something to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going and they're going, and everybody wanted to, like, Tajiri wanted them to stop for food. He was hungry. He wanted to go to Burger King or something, and everybody was talking about whatever. And they kept not stopping at the exits, and they kept going and going and kept not stopping and going and going. And finally, like, there was the one of the last exits that had Burger King. And then all of a sudden, after all this time, all these months on the road and everything, Tajiri in perfectly English goes, "Let's go to this fucking Burger King, asshole, right fucking now," or something like that. You know, like, it finally comes out over Burger King and food, that perfect English from Tajiri, right? It had him fooled all along, and Burger King broke Tajiri is where I was going.
I believe that was a William Regal story, because he hated
the
driving
same
with Tajiri, from what I heard. He hated driving with Tajiri. He was like, he just kept pranking me the entire time. We hated each other. I hated it.
And then we saw Tajiri just, like, no-sell that one guy who wanted a picture. And I knew it was going to happen.
Some dude, I know. It was just like, "Oh, Tajiri's right over there. You think I could get a picture with him?" And I'm like, "I'm the one that's entertaining you right now. Fine."
Yeah. My reaction was, "Go ask. It's going to be funny."
And he was just like, no. I gotta go. And I'm like,
Tajiri was,
I kinda
like, 5 seconds away from a Derrick Henry stiff arm to get the kid out of his way. It was fucking hilarious.
Yes. It was. And I'm just like, back to the booth. All right, let's go.
See, that's where the MLW shows are good. They're really a great live event, to be completely honest.
They are.
I still
would. Especially when.
I still would have paid a lot of money. Well, and I was willing to pay a little bit of money for you to ask Alex Hammerstone my question.
He wasn't one of
if
the people.
If it was the first time we did the MLW event, he could have gotten away with that. The second time, they actually gave us a handler and somebody that was actually not acting like an asshat.
Yeah.
Go figure. There was a modicum of professionalism, so we had to kind of turn that up a little, too.
Yeah, well.
He almost drank with Jacob Fatu, though, so it's okay.
I did almost drink with Fatu. And I'm pretty sure all of those interviews and whatnot are still on the Twitter for the Chairshot Radio Network.
Should be. I didn't move them. Did you?
And if they're not there, they're at least on mine.
Fair. That's
fair. Chairshot Media?
Yes.
We don't need to get into the logistics of the chair shot on who has the access
the logistics
to
of who uses
I was just about to say only there's only a couple people that have access to that, and I was going to give it away, but I don't really need to give that away.
And I love how a discussion about Mustafa Ali ended up more about Tajiri, MLW, and who has control over what Twitter account.
That's
so that kind of that sums it up right there.
That's pot is war for you.
That's also how relevant Mustafa Ali is, or Mustafa, or Mustashar, or what the fuck his name is. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I suppose, but at some point you got to pick three wrestling topics most likely on this show. We got our entertainment. We got our sports. You know, we talked WWE last week. We're going to talk WWE in a couple weeks for the Royal Rumble, so we got to get everything else in, you know.
True. But we started with ROH and then Mustafa. This is a bad day for me.
Wow. Dude, start from the bottom, go up. Come on. Right?
Fair. That's true. Again? That's true. You got. You actually got a valid point there. I'm going to give you a point.
Wow. That's amazing. That's like if we... It used to be when we first started trivia on DWI, if we tied, AJ won. But now I make him ask.
Yeah, and now everyone's just like, the fucking tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker now, tiebreaker.
And it's always Tony who calls for it, and it's always Tony that loses the tiebreaker.
On that note, we're going to commercial, you fuckers. You're listening to Pod is War on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com. Where we encourage you to enjoy your day the chair shot way by always using your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Legacy is a funny thing. When I got into wrestling when I was 15, I was a referee. All I wanted to do was win the title that they took away from my daddy in the garden.
All right, gentlemen. Rumors of Cody Rhodes work, shoot, retiring. AJ, why don't you go ahead and lead the way here?
Jeez, I thought the bottom when we were going up. Okay, wow. Chair shot and we're talking about AEW.
At least it's a good root beer company.
That's ANW.
Close enough.
You flip the,
sure.
You could flip the E and put a line through it.
You can. Oh, you can. That's how the ampersand works.
No, leave the E. No, leave the E and put the
no,
line.
No,
through
no,
you
leave the E and
it.
Just put the slant. Anyway. It. Yeah. So there have been so.
I wonder what that's a sign for.
I don't know. Was Cody drunk during that promo though?
He was drunk trying to get that tattoo.
I mean,
you're technically
true.
Not
We've
supposed
talked
to
about
be...
that in a previous episode.
Yeah, you're technically, if you're a part of the tattooers, laborers, artistry's factual thingy gathering people, your oath. Is...
How does that acronym work again exactly? Tattooers, artists,
if you say it, yeah, it's like if you just said the alphabet. If you just said the alphabet. Have you ever tried to say the alphabet as a word? It's like abcadefkajiddle is just.
Abkadeki Jekamanakwart Stewart is. Jesus
Christ. Welcome to the musical part of the show.
Yeah, so apparently there's a million different rumors going around with Cody, who is the current TNT champion as of this recording.
There's an interim now too, because he's still champion, but then he's away, so they have two, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's still Tammy. Yeah, it's regardless.
It's just like UFC. So if the guy gets popped for steroids and has to go off for like a year or two, he can come back and he gets a title fight to unite the belts. It's fine.
That works for UFC. This is AEW.
No, wins and losses matter, man. That's why they have a record, and that's why people can just randomly win chances, because wins and losses matter. It's serious sports. Now let's cut to Peter Avalon in like a baby oil wrestling match with a blow-up doll. Sorry, Michael Nakazawa. That's who that was.
There you go. But yeah, there's so many different rumors with Cody. He's current TNT interim TNT champion. He's going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently doesn't have a contract at the moment, and now people are making a joke speculating, well, he's just gonna term terminate this contract and make a whole new one. And it nixes what Jericho did when he faced him for the title that he can never face for the title again. It's not in that contract. It's in a new one. It doesn't matter. He owns like half the damn company or some crap.
Well, no. He's just an EVP. He doesn't have the money in it, really. Except him and Brandy just have a lot of power.
I rest my case. I could see Cody taking a break for a long while. And by a long while, I mean like 18 to 36 months, right? Like,
how much more of a break does he need? Doesn't he get like 2 months off every like 3 weeks to do super big go-home show or whatever it's called?
This is where I'm going with it. That's where I'm going with it. He can get more into that side of entertainment like he does with the Go Big Show, right?
Sure.
And then in doing so, he adds value to himself in the wrestling world because, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. People will miss. I'm not saying you're going to miss him, but I'm saying people will miss him. Right. And there will be an audience and there will be a market for Cody Rhodes having an absence. Right. I truly it's believe true. That. I really,
the same
really believe
950,000 people that watch Dynamite every week will still be there when Cody Rhodes comes back.
Listen,
that's his market.
Listen,
right?
Listen, the AEW ratings is a plateau from the beginning to the end. So I don't even know if that's just like a flat line or what.
It's like time. It's a flat circle. That's AEW's fucking ratings right there. It's just like whatever. It's consistent.
AEW
some of the Jaguars
equals flat earthers.
See that's what it is. It's going to be Cody Rhodes versus Trevor Lawrence. Winner becomes starting quarterback of the Jaguars next year. That's how Cody Rhodes takes time off.
Cody Rhodes versus Trevor Lawrence. Winner does never have to work for a con again.
How are you spelling that for the show? C O N C H A N.
Too bad.
How
that's...
much work and how much shoot are we working into
angle? That title's too long. Sorry.
No, I mean for your pitch on this concept, how much work and how much shoot are we going?
Oh well, yeah, Let's
it's
not
sunshine versus nightmare.
Let's not divulge the percentages.
Sunshine versus nightmare. WWE's going to steal that at some point. I hope everyone's well aware of that.
Is there any chance he ends up back in WWE?
No.
You never say never.
Well, yeah.
I don't think he's going to be on the Royal Rumble like some people are speculating with the, ooh, free agent, he'll do this. No, that's not going to happen.
I still say
he doesn't have a contract. He'll come in as Stardust.
I still say Chris Jericho has one last match or his final match in WWE.
That's possible. Yes, I'm not arguing with that because I think you brought that up last week, and that's I can't argue with that because Jericho's Teflon; he can do whatever the fuck he wants. Like, you know, when it comes down to it, Jericho's their biggest draw, and he kind of has already made exceptions for himself. So fuck it.
What about the rumors of Wardlow and his contract coming up soon, and somebody, you know, and making those connections, him and being a possible WWE guy? Like, you can go as far to read things on the dirtiest and filthiest of sheets that say WWE highly covets AEW star Wardlow, you know. We're on AEW. I figured I'd bring up a couple of AEW things that were in the back of my head.
That's fine. Reasonable. I mean, we've seen how AEW handles bigger people. And they don't handle it well. So why not go see if he can get a little cachet, get a little something on WWE where more people are going to watch him. He'll probably end up on NXT 2.0 and get rebranded as maybe he'll be like Gunther Stark's little brother. Like, you know, it could be great. No, you don't like that? It's Gunther and like Frederick Stark. It's going to be great. Because everybody's just it's going to be a giant Game of Thrones reference. Corey Graves is going to love it because he can talk about Winterfell and he can talk about winter is coming. And then their finishing move could be the Direwolf. It's going to be great. Don't worry about it. This is what's going to happen.
Are you going to say what I think you're going to say with Cody Graves? Or Corey Graves, sorry.
Cody Graves? Oh my God, Cody Rhodes is showing up as Corey Graves' brother too?
No, we'll throw in the hidden
like sand through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yes, I know that because I grew up in a household that watched Days of Our Lives, and it paid off when I went to college, and there was a TV room in which tons of hot girls got together every day at noon to watch Days of Our Lives. Yes.
I know far too many boy band songs because of similar reasons, so we both have our shame. It's okay. It was the 90s. It was a different time.
And let me tell you something about soap operas, folks. It's been 20 years now since I was in college and kept up with it for said reasons, co-ed-wise.
Uh-huh. Whatever helps you sleep at night. 20 years, 20 minutes. No.
But seriously, no. It's like wrestling.
Like I was saying,
it's like wrestling. It's an entertainment comparison, right? It's been that long, and you tune into Days of Our Lives now, and the mains are still there, right? And it's almost the same. It's you could pick it up in a week, right? It's kind of like WWE. You know, if you're smart enough, you can tune in every 5 years and still just catch the highlights. Unfortunately, says the WWE guy. Right?
Yeah, I still love the one thing, the one meme on social media when Triple H won the Royal Rumble to win the belt. Someone actually said, "Oh yeah, I haven't watched wrestling in forever. What is Triple H still holding the World Championship hostage?"
That's not inaccurate.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk about the top five. We did a top five WWE title reigns, myself, Greg DeMarco, and Patrick O'Dowd. And I'll pimp it right now. It was an impromptu wrestling conversation. That's right. It was an IWC for the IWC. And in going back and looking at that era, like, of transferring over from Bret, Shawn, and Taker into Austin, Rock, Hunter, right, and Kurt, those title reigns weren't very long.
No.
You know, so it just felt that way because they kept changing that over and over again. But it was a time of change, and it worked for them. It's interesting that a lot of companies don't actually do that with their title again, just to kind of. But I guess you really got to have that amount of star power to be able to let it, you know, not go over the audience's head as, oh, here comes another fucking title change.
No, I agree with that, because they were all about that same level of popularity, so you didn't mind the hot potato aspect, so to speak, because a lot of people liked them, or they were over enough where even if you didn't like them, then you rooted for your guy to get it, and then he'd get it in 60 days, 90 days, 35 days, whatever the hell it is, and then it'd be just a tug of war for power. That works for a while. And some companies have done that, but then you look at more traditional companies like Japanese companies, which the length of the title reign and the prestige of the title matters more than who's really hot and who's really over, hence the Naito argument for so many years and about New Japan and their booking.
Yeah, obviously it took a while to get there with him, but at the same time, I don't know. I guess WWE, it depends on the roster. To me, I think it's all about that, right? You talk about, like, in society, nature versus nurture. To me, you can only do certain storylines with a certain type of roster, right, AJ?
Agreed.
I was about to say, like, I agree with that statement, because I'm going to say one thing that makes the whole flip-flopping the title and all that fun jazz the reason why it's not necessarily a good idea. WCW 2000.
Well, I mean, there's...
Also consider who was being flip-flopped about 2000.
Yeah.
It's like Booker had it, Scotty had it, Sid Vicious had it for a second. Like, I don't even remember the other dregs. I think Vince Russo held it at some point in 2000, maybe?
Yep, for
like,
a week.
It was, you know what I mean, though. Like, that is an example of not having the roster to try to pull off shock and awe bullshit.
Yeah.
But WWF had the star power.
Yeah, so they could just, you know, oh, we're going to do it to Mankind. Now we're going to give it to The Rock and then Austin and then go back to, oh, Hunter's into the fray now, which that made sense.
Yeah, I agree.
All
with
of
you
it did.
Yeah.
Where I was more agreeing with Tunney with the roster, where I'm like, 2000 WCW. Title changed hand 25 times, vacated 9.
Well, there's an excessive.
So Bacon's the most consistent champion.
Yeah, there's
in WCW.
It's a point where you get to be excessive, right? Like, I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's not hot shotting the title.
But
shock
value, don't you understand?
Vince Russo, David Arquette.
Hey, bro, don't you understand? You know, David Arquette, I had the belt. You know, we'll put it on Big Sexy. We'll put it on Jeff Jarrett. Then we'll put it on a midget on crutches. The midget on crutches is great. Buff Bagwell's grandma and her mom is going to be on top of a forklift battling on a pole I don't even know. Maybe it's a fudgesicle. We're not even sure. It's not even a belt, but it's going to be entertainment. Then Buff's going to win the belt. I don't know why.
I want to see a cheerleader on a bicycle with no seat match.
You were going to say pole, weren't you?
No.
Well, on a bicycle with no seat is very similar to a pole.
Now you're getting it.
No, I got where you're going with it. That would have been in WCW. If only we had another year of WCW, we could have gotten that match. It would have been Stacy Keebler, though, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. No. We're fine with that. We're
sorry,
Miss
Hancock. Miss Hancock. Because
that name, if it wasn't married, she'd be my wife.
All right, Kevin Nash, calm the fuck down.
Tori Wilson. If I wasn't married, she'd be my wife.
Would you really marry someone in the business?
Well, I got those two out. I would have gotten those two out before they got tainted into the business. So.
Uh-huh. Hey, you need to stop watching so many of those fucking interviews.
Nah, that's funny. Go watch anything with Kevin Nash as an interview with anything involving WCW. He shits on it every time.
You know, sometimes I forget your name's Adam and I think it's Mark.
Hey, Mark. Let's go to the next topic.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I didn't know there was a Mark Velez.
Well, now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe. That was easier than Mark. And searching for it. And Mark. Mark I. Joe. G.I. Mark.
G.I. Mark.
Oh, that just sounds disgusting.
Next topic.
Hey, Sweet Cheeks, can you take my order real quick?
Make a move extreme. Shortcut to your dream. I'm blown straight to the stars on the flying thing. Getting snow blind games. Pikachu, Chikapoo, in the world beyond. Gotta be.
Gentlemen, this is a fucking banger of a show, and I couldn't recommend it more highly to anybody that has eyes and ears that fucking fully function. I'm opening a beer, and cheers to Peacemaker. Now, listen, this opening here that you go ahead and watch and see, and it just kicks you in the nuts right away. The first time I watched it, I went, all right, this is fucking ridiculous. And now, after three episodes, I can't get enough. I can't get enough of Peacemaker. I can't get enough of the open, the show, everything. It's absolutely amazing. I feel like you guys feel the same way.
That's the only opening we haven't skipped in everything we've watched in the last couple years, regardless of Netflix or Hulu or whatever. It is so ridiculous and amazing. Like, I can't be mad. And it's not even for the music. It's just the choreography.
Sure.
And the eagle. Eagle at the end is eagle. Oh, is the
eagly,
best.
Eagly.
Yes, without
if
a
you,
doubt.
When you have your daughter, are you going to name her Daughtery?
Why are you here in your costume? It's not a costume. It's a uniform.
A uniform.
Can you at least take the helmet off?
Hey, Sweet Cheeks, can you come over here? That's sexist. No, it's not. She's got really nice cheeks. It's a Sweet Cheeks. It's sweet.
Cheeks are your butt.
Oh, no. So this actually ties back the opening theme song, because Love Bomb was one of the songs that ended episode one, because of the wonderful way that episode one ended, which is just, it's so ridiculous and so perfect. After John Cena decides to have a little bit of fun, you know, with his chick he picks up at the bar, she looks like a skanky 80s hair metal like groupie. She's got all the 80s hair metal kind of band. He picks the weirdest shit too. Like I don't even know what Choir Boys was, and then it's like the softest shit ever, and then it ends with Tiger Tales, and I'm like, holy B-rank fucking hair metal, what the fuck is this? Is Great White next? Like, I didn't even know where this was going, but obviously that helps you to get to the next episode, and it's just, it is just amazing. And Adam, you knew what the third song was too, because you were way enjoying that way too much.
I don't even remember what that one was. In all honesty, we watched it like as soon as it dropped on Thursday. Oh,
I was kind of hoping you would remember. So how about you fill time and talk your point, and then I'll figure out what the fuck it was. Because I'm like, you were singing along to it, and I can't remember what the fuck it was because you were vibing same. Along.
I was vibing, and I do remember this because I just remember. For us watching the intro, there was just a loud, insanely audible, what the fuck? It was like, no, we have to watch more of this because we don't know what the hell is going on. Like we said before, choreography, when they come out dancing, they are all straight, stone faced. They're just so focused. They're intent of doing it. They're doing this dumb dance. Every single character. It was amazing. Peacemaker, if you watched the recent Suicide Squad film, was in the hospital because he got shot. They explain everything. They tie everything back to make sure that you're recapped, you know about it again. Yes, Tony?
Well, yeah, I was just going to add to your summation, but if you're getting to it, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, push, Lady Lightning. Let's go.
Ah, that's the one. Thank you.
No problem.
Damn it, I only made me lose my train of thought. But
hospital,
no,
end of the Suicide Squad, right, summation, janitor.
Yeah, they pick up, they basically pick up after he's recovered and getting let out of jail.
Yeah,
can I just go? Are you sure?
Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah, you can go. Hey, janitor guy. No, I don't have any more weed. That was a one-time thing. No, not that. Am I just allowed to go? Do you know who I am? Are they still waiting for me?
I think it's.
Can I trust you? No, but we smoke weed together. That doesn't mean you can trust me.
Yeah, Jamil. Rizwan Manji, I think, is his name. He's been in a whole bunch of stuff. He is like a secondary actor that I'm a big fan of. He just does a great job with those little secondary roles. There's a couple people in this movie like that. Lachlan Monroe is in it. You probably remember him from Scary Movie. He's one of the...
Yeah, I had to remind you who he was. He's been in a lot of
because I'm
shit.
Like, he's familiar, and then we felt personally attacked because
and then obviously,
we knew a guy like that.
Robert Patrick,
yeah. Robert Patrick's amazing. I think the introduction of Danielle Brooks, too, who plays Leota, is an excellent character. And then Jennifer Holland is just amazing as Harcourt.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, but Tony, I was about to say, while you're talking about the actress, can you please show your hands so we know you're not doing something else?
Drinking.
Both of them.
Listen, I'm 41 years old, guys.
So you can do it whenever you want is what you're getting at? Go. If you want to fill the cup, you can fill the cup?
Well, generally getting someone else to do that these days, so let's just keep moving on.
But yes, everything was perfect, especially Eagly. Eagly, I think, is the best character in the entire thing.
Could Eagly win a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor?
I don't see why not.
But he should.
No,
why
shut not? Up. It's a
no,
yes.
No, if the Golden Globes have, like, a subcategory of, like, Best Animal or Best like animated thing in a live action film or something, like, because that sometimes they have the most god awfully convoluted titles and categories, kind of like when NFL and NBA
okay
try to make
I
up stats
I,
for
I got it
having the like the most touchdowns thrown after the 6
no,
minute
no.
mark in the third quarter on a windy day.
I think like, this will be the category, and it may actually be the title to this week's episode. Best Eagle in a Streaming Show.
I like that. Best Eagle in a Streaming Show, yes.
I like that.
I can't think of a better eagle.
Dad, get the camera. He's hugging me.
Dad? He hugs me. Now, Tony, since you are the DC guy and everything, are you familiar with Peacemaker's character from the comic aspect or no?
Oh, no one fucking is.
Okay, that's because I wasn't sure because the twist they put at the end of episode three, I don't know the character well enough to know how accurate that is.
Even I don't. We could. It would have been another great week to have Dave on. Dave might just be a regular part of the show here at some point. But anyway, Dave, he's a huge, even bigger DC guy and just as big a comic book nerd as Patrick and DP. So I don't know that he knows the full story of Peacemaker from when we've talked about getting ready to watch this from Bandwagon Nerds. Make sure you check out Bandwagon Nerds at Bandwagon Nerds and on the Chairshot.com, Chairshot Radio Network. Cheap plug. Because it doesn't cost me anything to say words.
True.
But a lot of comic book nerds and DC nerds, it's a secondary character. And it's something that Marvel's starting to do now because all these stories have been told. It's kind of like movies in general. Movies are so big into superheroes and comic books because they're the untapped stories that haven't been told on the big screen. So why not go into those places where if you look at a comic book and the way the story is told, there's so much room for interpretation when you're putting it on the big screen. It's just a big, juicy steak to the directors and the writers and the people that are actually making and creating this new content.
Fair. So in whatever you do know about the secondary character, now, no Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference, but how accurate was the White Dragon aspect of the twist at the end? Is that just something you're not familiar with?
Not a clue.
Because that makes so much sense with how he was acting, and I just, that's gonna be interesting because that's gotta be the antagonist of the first season.
But what are you talking about? Peacemaker's not racist. Come on.
I mean, he might not be, but.
Oh yeah, you're that racist supervillain. I'm not racist.
I'm not a superhero. And I'm not racist.
Fine, I'll stop trusting white people more.
I still love. Okay, chopsticks, fork. Why didn't you just call him spoon? Everyone uses spoons. He doesn't know that. Yeah. That's fine. That was such a good throwaway conversation.
Who in the show is like under the radar awesome to you on the show? For me, like, what's his name? Freddie Stroma playing Vigilante is fucking amazing. He's like, gets his mask taken off in the torture room, and Cena's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I heard if you keep contorting your face in different shapes, they can't tell who you are. And he's literally doing it for like 2 minutes. It's great.
But that whole scene was great. So I'm going to torture your friend to get answers out of it. He's like, and Cena's just like,
good, great.
Fuck you, do it again. That didn't hurt.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like that. Come on, give me more.
Don't worry.
Like, no, give him something.
Yeah, Cena looks at him. He's like, don't worry, I'm not going to give him anything. He's like, maybe we give him something?
I don't know. What? Now I have to actually, Adam, you go, because I actually have to look up what the person's name is.
who are you trying to think of? I have the cast up right here.
The main girl who's the daughter or the niece or whatever of Waller.
Leota?
That's Leota. That's Danielle Brooks.
Okay. I don't know the names like the back of my hand.
I have it in front of me.
Okay, good. But yes, I think she's really good because I like how she kind of ties everything together.
Oh.
And she's also the one to kind of give Peacemaker a little more of a shot than everybody else is.
Oh, sure.
So she's a good linchpin to kind of help to humanize him and to like bring, I guess, the group to liking him.
I mean,
perhaps.
Plus she's bringing like new, sexier ways of distributing a PowerPoint in an office setting.
That's very true. I like that too myself. They're trying something new.
Throw a slide of OPP in there, no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Whoa! Oh, no, now I have questions. Hold on.
you look like a butt baby, Adam, now. You want to tell your point?
Butt baby. Wow.
Since
he was 14, he's known he was a butt baby.
It's not just an insult, it's a reference to the show. Isn't that great?
No, there's so many good throwaways or one-liners all over the place with that show in general. Like, anytime that you have Peacemaker in Hardcore, it's just like, wait, How do you know where I'm at? You have a tracking device. Oh, wait. Can you see me jerk off? What? No. Technology's a beast. Like, just playing off of the stupidity.
Specifically. Yes.
Just playing off of the stupidity of Peacemaker just being that, like, no, fuck off. With the, no, shut up.
And him leaving the dossier on the bed of the chick he hooked up with, and that's why she attacked him.
It's crazy because John Cena is, like, showing that he can handle this, right? He's the perfect guy to deliver these lines, right? He's so believable as this, in my opinion. And they've done a great job of surrounding him with actors who can freaking act, right? We haven't even talked about the gentleman who plays Clemson is just amazing. I can't pronounce his first name. It's Chukwudi Iwuji? I don't know. I'm getting that so wrong.
You've never had a feeling before? You've never really? Expressed feelings?
That's, yeah. So.
Wait, you've never been chilly? No. Like, yeah. No.
Oh.
Is this where John? I brought this point up before. Is this where John Cena breaks out into being an even bigger star? Because I think a lot of people are going to see this and go, "Wow."
If he does, I think the show is going to need to evolve in its storytelling a little bit. Because my only issue with it, to be completely honest, is Vigilante comes off kind of like Deadpool, and the humor is very Deadpool, where it's like sophomoric and it's a little in your face, a little fourth wall breaky. But I feel like people might tire of it if there doesn't change tone at all. So hopefully the whole White Dragon turn will make the show take a slightly more serious like angle, and then we can see some range beyond just he's big, dumb, meathead, you know, muscle-bound imbecile.
Yeah, I mean,
and everybody makes up for it.
Right. The story, the main story of this season isn't going to end up being Peacemaker and the people surrounding him versus butterflies. It's going to be Peacemaker having to come to realize who his father is and what kind of effect.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So I'm hoping that the storytelling actually moves with that.
Right, that part of the story is going to make him... I think he's going to come through in that.
Okay, no, I hope so. Because I do like what it is, but if it stays kind of one note, I could see it get old real fast. Sure. Because Cena's currently doing, like, the Rock thing. Where a lot of rocks things are like the cool kind of almost dumb muscle bound kind of guy, or he's like he's just smooth and cool, but he doesn't have a lot of range necessarily in a lot of what he does. It's just it's the Rock in a Rock thing, kind of like George Clooney is George Clooney in every fucking thing he does, you know, that he's
crazy.
In. So I want to make sure that if this is where Cena's supposed to break out, he's not just going to be typecast as muscle bound idiot. Because what's the other thing that people really kind of like him in was that weird fucking Tina Fey movie where he was like the drug dealer and he's like, my safe words keep going. And it's like, all right. No one's going to start fucking quoting Ferdinand the Bull or don't even act like you fucking like him. This isn't the Pat McAfee show. You're not supposed to blow random dudes.
No.
Let's not do that.
Whoa, hold on a minute. Where are we going here? Wait a minute. What's that movie called? Trainwreck?
Was
Cena in Trainwreck?
I'm pretty sure it was Trainwreck.
Trainwreck, yeah.
Okay, it could have been Trainwreck, yes. But so your initial question was, is John Cena going to break out from it? And if he shows a little more range than what he showed already, I would say yes, but he's currently just kind of in that safe, dumb, muscle-bound imbecile kind of thing, and I'd like him to branch out a little bit. I'm not expecting, like, thespian, like, you know, Juilliard fucking
No, but he's
acting.
Also playing the completely not self-aware, you know, kind of off-the-wall personality at the same time. It's not just about what you said.
You also did say, though, there's a lot of agency with this character since a lot of people aren't aware because it's a secondary character. So they can add a level of depth if they want him to kind of – if he wants to elevate himself, they can do a little something. I'm not expecting, like, something huge and deep, but just a little more than a Dixie cup of, you know, depth would be nice. Adam, follow that, bitch.
Well, okay. All right. That kind of hurt.
Let's get right into Suck It!
Is that what you're sucking?
Anyway. The range, yeah, I kind of have to agree with the muscle-bound meathead that that's what they're going to do with him, because it works, honestly. Like we said with Trainwreck, it wasn't just that my safe word is don't stop, but let's also not forget, like, the movie theater scene where it was just, like, dudes, like, saying, oh, what the, hey, this has to be the corniest muscle white dude I've ever seen in my entire life, and he just goes, you know what, Coco, beware, you're being an asshole, and you know what I do with assholes? I lick them. What?
You remember the weirdest fucking lines from movies. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just making sure we're clear. Because I forgot that even happened. And you quoted it verbatim. So
thanks, IMDb!
Yeah, drink less or more? I don't know. Keep. We'll find out. We'll figure it out. Continue with your point, though.
I mean, we can go further with him being, like, in a superhero movie or something like that. Further than Peacemaker.
He was, and he got shot.
Which one again?
The Suicide Squad?
I said other than Peacemaker.
You didn't say that? Maybe you thought that. The bottle went to your mouth before the words came out.
I don't have my druthers enough together to go to the instant replay here. But I generally tend to sway into the favor of senior balls over there.
That's fair.
I mean,
but no, he can be in another movie. Like, maybe Marvel might need something like a big muscle bound meathead villain. There's a handful of those that can go around.
You think Cena goes over to Marvel now, too? I don't think he made a big enough name here in DC that he might not be doing that.
How many people have gone in both DC and Marvel?
It's normally not simultaneously, though.
Brolin. Jared Leto.
Okay. Jared Leto sucked as Joker. That's why he had to go somewhere else. Because he was banned from DC fandom, basically. And it's still been, what, 8 years since he... No. How long has it been since the original Suicide Squad, where everybody laughed him out of existence? 5-6 years? It's been a while.
Yeah, but then you look at what...
It's yesterday.
But then you look at what he did in the Snyder Cut, which was pretty freaking awesome.
But it took 5 years to see it, or whatever it was.
You're
for
a wrestling.
Justice League.
You're a wrestling fan. Not only are you a wrestling fan, you're a fucking New Japan wrestling fan. Don't you like the fucking long, drawn-out suspense?
No, I still haven't... seen the Snyder Cut, because I can't fucking devote 4 hours to a movie I've already seen 60% of, at
it's
least.
It's broken down into chapters on HBO Max, so you can watch it in five chapters.
I'm not going to go back to it if I leave it once, probably. I know the story, I'm going to have to fucking see the whole thing, and I don't have 4 hours to spare at the moment.
I'd say now you're just being difficult, but that would be an understatement.
I mean, don't you know me? What the fuck? Have you met me? Like, come on.
I was being funny.
You were, Tony.
If Andrew was a video game, you would never be able to beat the game.
I would be Asian difficulty. Thank you, Stephen He.
Wow. Alrighty.
Emotional
damage. Where did I fall?
I would imagine in the effort of making peace here, in talking Peacemaker, we might want to skew back to that or move on to the next topic.
I mean, this is Potty's war, though. We don't make peace, even though we talk about it. The War and Peacemaker does sound like a good title. Just saying.
War and Peacemaker.
I mean, it does, but... I mean, with the last topic that we're going to, there might be another war between us.
I mean, that'll be next week when that happens. Not this week.
I still like Potus War, Best Eagle in a Streaming Show.
I do like that, too.
That's good, too.
All right,
that is good.
We'll see what happens. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with our last topic, Lord Football. You're listening to Pod is War. It's a part of the Chairshot Radio Network on thechairshot.com. And don't forget to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Don't forget to go there. I forgot to say the word go is where we're going to do a commercial. We're going to go to it now. And I need to find the commercial so I can stop talking, because I just keep talking a lot and then...
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. always use your head.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What's next? Trivia? Oh, that wrong show. You don't like that segue, Andrew?
I'm fine with the trivia segue.
You're only saying that because you've like very rarely lost to them.
Correct.
I don't. You've never been on the show. How could you win or lose?
Because he asks me the questions ahead of time.
Oh, that doesn't mean you're
then
a part
he tells
of the.
Me what you guys score.
Doesn't mean you're a part of the contest. It's totally different. It's like actual Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy. When you're there, you may tend to get a brain fart and not come up with the pressure is real. The pressure is real.
Nah.
Although
dreams.
Yeah, but I feel like it's possible. You may know the secret to relieving the pressure.
I butt chug salt water all the time.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
What about blue cheese?
What about it?
You know, nobody even brought that up. So, where are we going with this NFL topic? You said NFL. Are we just going to wax poetic about the fact that at least both of our teams are in?
Yay!
Well, considering I kept track of the picks last week, and I've already started keeping track of the pack.
Keeping track of the pack?
Listen.
Track of the pack works. I mean,
I'm into my third hour of podcasting for the evening, so you damn well better believe there's been some alcohol consumption.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are you going to say there's going to be a buck a pack?
Well, let's just run down. So, Platt, Cash, Tunney, both Belaz, and, mm-hmm. and Dave Ungar all gave their picks.
Sure.
Myself and Ray went 3-3.
Okay.
AJ went 4-2.
Good job, Adam.
Dave went 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, you went 1-5.
Do I care?
You do. You don't have to show it.
No, I don't. We don't have money on it.
And the platypus went 5-1 last week, so that was a little insufferable on three-man week.
Okay, that I can see is a problem because it's Platt, yes. I don't give a fuck because half the time I just pick the opposite of what most people say because it's more funny content-wise.
That's fine,
yeah,
but we're still.
Kyler Murray was playing shotgun in his fucking end zone like an idiot.
But you don't care. So settle down.
I'm speaking from an in-game perspective. I don't care because the teams that I won. The Bucks won, so that's all I cared about.
Listen.
And the Rams, I didn't want to play as a Bucks fan. And then you got Kyler Murray, no look passing it like a
I'm
shot
working,
put to nobody.
Can I tell you something? I'm working on the 900.
It's bad football.
That's what I care about. I'm trying to pull from the 950,000 people that watch AEW each week by adding records and wins and losses into this show, okay?
I'm okay with that. There we go. We can do that more often. So after football is done, we need to think of something else to do picks for. We can just keep year-long wins and losses on picks for stuff. It's fine.
It needs to be the most asinine thing next, though. We'll figure it out.
This is our new
baseball?
Gimmick. I love it.
Baseball, yes. Baseball's really
Fuck
easy.
Fuck baseball! Just... Stop it! No!
Actually, baseball is one of the easiest things to pick without a money line or a spread.
I mean, it is, but there's 180 million games.
No, we're
not.
Okay, no. We're not going there. I just need you guys to make your picks for this week. That's all we're doing here, all right? So don't be so mad at me. And if you want to act like you don't care.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at Kyler Murray for knowing how to throw a ball to his own team.
Listen,
I'm mad at the Eagles for staying in Philadelphia.
I told you not to yell at me already, but I'm going to need to record your picks.
I'm yelling in general, not at you. For you.
I'm going to need to record for celestial celestial purposes. I watched Eternals yesterday, actually.
I'm sorry.
I liked it.
I've heard nothing good about it, so I haven't had the time.
It's not bad. Anyway, all right, here we go. Saturday afternoon, Bengals at Titans. That is the first game of this divisional playoff round. The Titans are favored by 3.5 points. Belai, who you got?
The Titans were my pick to make it to the Super Bowl for the AFC. So I'm going to have to pick them to win. I'll pick them to cover as well.
Got it.
Because Bengals defense got dinged up a little bit in that game, and Derrick Henry's back with technically 2 weeks of extra rest because he should have been back at the end of the regular season. So freight train's going to come through and knock him the fuck over. So that's where I'm at with it. Adam's got his Joe Burrow haircut, though, so I'm assuming that that gives away his pick.
I do. Where are the sunglasses, too?
You don't know have those last sunglasses. Those actually last sunglasses you had were nice.
Sunglasses. No, I got a weird funky pair though.
So the funny thing is they asked him about those glasses at the press conference, and he said something like I think they're great. What do you think, or something like that? Like he kind of played it off like as to not play into the reporter not liking the sunglasses.
They looked good.
I think he should have said. Now it's, is it Eddie Money?
Is that Two Tickets to Paradise? Is that Eddie Money?
who sings The Future So Bright You Gotta Wear Shades?
I don't know. Album Guy. Album Guy, you figure it out while I make my pick.
Okay, yeah, you make your pick.
I'm
Tim
gonna
Buck
go...
3.
I would have said Tim Buck 3. I would have said to answer that question, he should have went. Tim Buck 3 gave these to me because my future is so bright.
I mean, it
yeah,
is.
But he's younger than Adam, so you think he would have even known that?
But that would have been great.
It's a good line, but he's like 22. He's like a fetus. He doesn't know Tim. You didn't even know Tim Buck 3. You just knew the band, you knew the song.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like the Bengals a lot. I think they'll cover, but
so you think it's going to be like a 24-23 kind of game?
More like 24-21.
Which is barely covering, but sure.
Yeah.
So you're taking
because
the Bengals.
Lord Henry playing on the 22nd day of the 22nd year of the of this century is going to just demolish. I'm going to say 142 yards and 2 touchdowns.
No more urinating tree for you. You really have to stop this shit.
Stop what shit? I only said it was King Henry. That's his,
you said
that's
Lord
his...
Henry.
I need more to drink.
All right. 49ers at Packers Saturday night.
You didn't
prime
put
time.
Your pick. Are you going to pick on DWI?
Oh, I already picked on Three Man Weave. I have the Bengals. I have the Bengals winning outright. Not needing the points, but if they lose, I'll take them, just in case. Ray took the Titans, and Platt took the Bengals as well. 49ers at the Packers.
Wait. Platt took the Bengals?
Yeah, he had Ohio Pride. We had to listen to him talk about it for 5 minutes before he did it, but he eventually did it. it was fun.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The Packers hosting the 49ers Saturday evening. Myself and Platt on the Packers. Ray Cash has the Niners covering, I believe. The Packers favored by 6.
That's a lot of points.
You want me to take this one?
Yeah, you go first.
For a good amount of time in playoffs, the Niners have had the Packers number. I'm just going to go with the I'm going to go with the Niners outright here. I think they're going to actually win that one. Unless the Packers can stop Deebo Samuel that much.
So which win are you picking?
I'm picking the Niners.
Okay.
Winning outright.
I don't have to write. I don't have to write. I don't have to write down AJ picks Niners unless Packers stop Deebo Samuel?
No, just they're going to beat the Packers.
I mean, I'm just going to say the Niners are going to cover 6 because I can't remember the last game where there was more than a 6-point spread, because I think even in the one where the Niners like beat the piss out of the Packers and went to the Super Bowl, like they took the foot off the gas so hard it ended up looking close at the end. So not saying that's going to necessarily happen again, but the regular season game came down to a last second field goal. So
30-28.
Yeah. So 6 is a lot, and I think 6 is too many. So I'm going to pick the Niners to cover.
Sunday early afternoon.
You know, with the points, whatever. Yeah, I know what I meant.
Sunday early afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern time on NBC. Rams heading down to face them Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Gentlemen, I'm going to just let you go ahead and take over here for a little bit. The Bucs are favored by 3.
That's
folks,
nothing.
Folks,
that's just
ladies, ladies and gentlemen, ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with thechairshot.com, right here with Pod is War, brings you 2 Buccaneers fans from New Jersey.
I mean, that is true. We are 2 Buccaneers fans from New Jersey. We had to survive last week. I can't say that. Our fucking neighbors are Niners fans. But
and not to mention, we don't have to survive. Eagles didn't show the fuck up. No Eagles fan even wanted to come out of their house last week because the Eagles didn't get off the bus. So why would they come out of the house? Boom.
Yeah, the Monday after for work, I came in with my Godwin jersey, and I just looked at every single person who was an Eagles fan and just went, what happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did similar things.
But
the Rams were the only team I actually picked against the Bucs all season. I knew that was going to be bad. I knew it was going to be a shit show, and the Rams are the only team I didn't want to see in the playoffs. And now it looks like Stafford's at least back in the groove as a game manager. Like he didn't light the fucking, you know, he didn't light the Cardinals up because Kyler Murray's shot put Shatsky into fucking, you know, interceptions.
Dumpings.
Yeah, he's in the gives up, you know, tries to run away from giving up 2 points to just throw a pick six like a fucking idiot. Like Jesus Christ, somebody give him DeAndre Hopkins constantly or a blanket because I don't even know. So. 3 points is nothing. So this is basically who's going to win outright. I'm going to obviously go with the Buccaneers against my better judgment, just because that's more of a want. That's a pick with the heart, not with the head.
So that an outright one? And the reason why I'm asking
Bucks
this
are giving
is because
up 3 points, so they'd have to win outright to win.
I'm pretty sure the Bucks are favored by three because
home, so that means the Rams start with 3. So if I want the Bucks to win, they have to win outright by more than 3. So Bucks will cover the spread and win, and that's a pick with the heart and not necessarily with the head, because the Rams fucking concerned me back in week four, whatever the fuck that was.
Week four.
Yeah, so that's just annoying.
They were our first loss of the season. I mean,
and you never forget your first.
Exactly. I mean, Andrew and I also both said, like, yeah, there's no way we're going to go undefeated like every single analyst. Oh, the Bucs are so good. Oh, my gosh. Andrew looked that game and went, the best I can see is 16-1 because that Rams, everything about the Rams is scary. And they got scarier after we said they got scary.
Well, and then they sucked after Robert Woods went out, and then they got OBJ, and then it took him a while to figure it out, and then Stafford was throwing picks. And then, of course, they figured it out in the wild card. Why couldn't Stafford have just kept sucking? Why? Why?
He remembered he wasn't in Detroit.
No, because Kyler Murray decided to suck and choke like the fucking Cardinals did last year. It's annoying. Wrong team choked.
Well,
It's like the wrong kid died. It's the wrong team choked.
Right. AJ, make a pick here.
I mean, he's small enough to be a choking hazard, right?
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fair.
Oh, good grief.
Nobody can play with Kyler Murray unless you're over the age of 8.
So
Sonny just look of disgust on Sonny's face.
Come on, make a Andrew, AJ, make a pick.
I'm gonna pick the Bucks win, but because we have Tom Brady and Brady likes to miracle things with a kick, I think the Rams cover the spread because it's gonna be like 27-26 or 27-25.
Oh, so okay, you're actually picking the Rams to cover.
Yes.
Last game of the weekend, Bills taking on the Chiefs. A lot of people believe that this is the AFC Championship game. Christopher Platt has the Chiefs. Myself and Ray Cash have the Bills. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5. I just think the Bills have figured it out. They ended the regular season solidly. They just pitched the perfect offensive game last week against a team that has a very good defense and knows them well. I think we're going to get to see what I predicted at the beginning of the year is a Bills-Packers Super Bowl.
Adam, you go first. Come on.
Sure, I'll go first with this one. I feel like the Bills finally clicked. They finally got things going again. They finally make things understand. And I'm not just saying this because my boss is a Bills fan and he can get off my back with a bunch of bullshit at work.
Wow. Yeah, you are. McGillicuddy over here.
No, I actually think the Bills can beat the Chiefs. I actually do think that they can. The Chiefs are still the Chiefs. We're never going to deny that. They're still, you know, high-flying, high-powered offense. Fuck it, Tyreek down there somewhere. But we can't discredit the Bills. If they remember the might of Josh Allen, that's all they really fucking need is the might of Josh Allen, apparently, because they used 20 years of frustration on fucking the Patriots last week. You think it's not like, all right, we got our frustration for the 20 years. Now let's go to the 30 years and actually win a fucking Super Bowl.
I mean, they've got more than one step left. And sometimes teams shoot their load too early. And it's just, my issue is I don't really trust the Bills. It's the same reason why I picked the Patriots last week. And it's they get hot and then they get dumb. And they've done that for the last 2 years where they'll look really, really good until suddenly they forget how to walk straight and tie shoes and they can't even play football. So the Chiefs have been here, done that. They got the t-shirt multiple times. They even got a ring the first time around. So, I'll go with the Chiefs, which is, they have to win. Obviously, I'm not going to think it's going to be a one-point game for, the Bills to cover. But I'm going to pick the Chiefs begrudgingly because it should be a good game.
Who did you go with, I'll take AJ?
I'm going with the Bills. Okay. Bills outright.
Yep. I'll take the Chiefs because of the experience and where they're at and the fact that the Bills are still streaky at best. If they can beat the Chiefs, maybe they'll win me over. But
well, every matchup has, since we need, there's six of us picking. We got five of the picks. You'll hear Dave Ongar's pick on the DWI podcast, which will be recorded before the playoff games start. But we'll post Sunday morning as usual. As per now, all the games are split 2-3, except Tony, Platt, Cash, and AJ Belaz have all picked the Rams, whereas Andrew's the only one to pick the Bucks so far. We'll see what happens. The NFL's getting hot. This is my second favorite weekend. The conference championship weekend is my favorite. That one day where you just have those two games that mean so much is just so glorious. But anyway, gentlemen, it's been a really fun NFL year, especially for the three of us, I should say.
Two teams, three people, yes. Yeah.
So
just the three of us.
That doesn't work.
Damn.
Yeah, but and we form a triangle, three of us. You, you, and I. That was my favorite thing.
AEW tried a triangle too, and it was stupid.
You, you, and I.
It sounded so much cooler in Spanish, though.
Everything does.
Tutu e yo.
See? That sounded better.
That actually sounded better.
We can't get any better than that. Might as well wrap it up.
Yeah, so another great wartime war zone session. You can follow me on Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. Tony, where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter and Facebook at PC Tunny, and please continue to listen to everything on the Chairshot Radio Network, found on thechairshot.com and all of your favorite streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew, where can they find you?
Well, you know, you want to do wartime war zone, and I'm the only war chief here. So, like, at least I fit the brand. I don't know what the fuck you
two are
doing. Well,
not all of us are dumb enough to announce it openly. It is war. Hey, everybody, here's our chief. What have we built in a real nice shield?
Have you never
chief,
played a
chief,
game
of
Nini-Tail?
DP would love that.
But yes, IWC War Chief on the Twitter, writing articles, coverage of, I don't know, stuff? Let's just say stuff, because it's Impact, it's some Japanese show, it's albums, and there may be something else written by a smattering of people on this show. Maybe all of them, maybe two of them.
Fucking pure
pressure. Maybe we go everybody, maybe we go Meatloaf, where two out of three ain't bad. But,
damn it, that's a lot of peer pressure. Fuck you, Meatloaf.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
but Tony, for this, apparently, since you're the one that's thinking of the pressure, with this thought process, okay. We want you.
No.
We need you.
You're not helping.
Platt to sing.
You're not helping.
Can we have Platt singing back? Jesus Christ.
You ask him.
I think you just broke my earphones.
You might have to. you might have
earphones!
If that's what you want, you
my
might
have. Earballs!
If that's what you want, you might have to text them yourself.
Anyway. Yeah,
there's a lot of things I'll do, but I won't do that. Whoa.
Thank God we're closing. Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. Whatever.
I'll come up.
Oh, you missed it! You missed it! It gotta say, not appear closer than they are, closer than they appear. It rhymes, damn it.
I was doing the Meatloaf song.
Meatloaf references.
Oh, he doesn't even say it like that? He says it the other way?
Yeah.
And yes, he does. He's a star.
Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. Like that.
No, yeah. That's horrible. It should be up here.
Ah, whatever. You can say
he
it's horrible.
He thinks life
you can
is
say
a lemon and he wants his money back.
I do. Anyway, Jackie! Hit the music!
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.